I've got to go. The bathroom, she managed to say. For a moment, the world wavered, but then it steadied down again. In the fireplace, a knot of wood exploded, shooting a flurry of crimson sparks up the chimney. You sure? Joe asked. He was no longer angry, if he had been, but he was looking at her doubtfully. Let her go, Roland said. She needs to settle herself down, I think. Susanna began to give him a grateful smile, but it hurt the sore place and started it bleeding again, too. She didn't know what else might change in the immediate future thanks to the dumb, unhealing sore, but she did know she was done listening to jokes for a while. She'd need a transfusion if she did much more laughing. I'll be back, she said. Don't you boys go and eat all the rest of that pudding on me. The very thought of food made her feel ill, but it was something to say. On the subject of pudding, I make no promise, Roland said. Then, as she began to turn away, if he feels lightheaded in there, call me.
I will, she said. Thank you, Roland.
10. Although Joe Collins lived alone, his bathroom had a pleasantly feminine feel to it. Susanna had noticed that the first time she'd used it. The wallpaper was pink, with green leaves and, what else, wild roses. The john looked perfectly modern except for the ring, which was wood instead of plastic. Had he carved it himself? She didn't think it was out of the question, although probably the robot had brought it from some forgotten store of stuff. Stuttering Carl? Was that what Joe called the robot? No, Bill. Stuttering Bill. On one side of the john there was a stool, on the other a clawfoot tub with a shower attachment that made her think of Hitchcock's Psycho, but every shower made her think of that damn movie since she'd seen it in Times Square. There was also a porcelain washstand set in a waist-high wooden cabinet. Good old plain oak rather than ironwood, she judged. There was a mirror above it. She presumed you swung it out and there were your pills and potions, all the comforts of home.